Houston, Casper is out of his bag. And we got the S4B in the window. And the TV is transmitting pictures of it now. And if you want to do your maneuver with it, we're well clear.
Okay, we copy a go for the S4B maneuver.
That's the attitude maneuver we're talking about.
He'll start the maneuver about 4:10 GET.
Okay.
Sixteen, your TV downlink looks good out at the site. However, we can't see it here in Houston live.
Okay, well, we're still adjusting all of the things.
Okay.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 10 minutes ground elapsed time. That was Ken Mattingly responding to Capcom Gordon Fullerton. We now show Apollo 16 at a distance from Earth of 14,005 nautical miles with a velocity reading 15,751 feet per second. Booster systems engineer reports the yaw maneuver is in progress.
Attitude maneuver is in progress now.
Right, we can see it maneuvering. I tell you, they never make movies like these.
Gotcha. I would like auto track on the high gain, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
Gordy, we lost the monitor picture, and we're going to try to power the TV set down, and we're going to check all the connections. It's got a lot of horizontal lines, and you really can't even make out the image. It started out okay, and then while John was taking a picture, the monitor picture went out. So we're going to try to take a look at it. It's got a whole bunch of horizontal lines.
Okay.
It looks like maybe multiple images.
We'll go to the site. Stand by.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 13 minutes. That was Command Module Pilot Ken Mattingly talking about the television. We now show Apollo 16 at a distance of 14,416 nautical miles. Velocity now reads 15,543 feet per second.
Sixteen, Houston, the maneuver is complete. We're standing by for your go for the evasive burn.
Okay, stand by one. Okay, Gordy, we're all set. It looks like it's almost 90 degrees to us.
Okay, on the TV problem, we had a good picture out at the site there at the first, but then we started losing signal strength, which doesn't really tell us whether anything's wrong with your monitor set or not.
Okay, well, we're going to take pictures like it's working, and you can check it out later.
Okay.
And we're all set.
Roger.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 16 minutes of ground elapsed time. Booster systems engineer reports he will start the evasive burn of the S-4B at 4 hours, 18 minutes ground elapsed time.
16, Houston, Goldstone says they're getting a good picture, and so your trouble is worth the effort there, and we'll start the evasive burn at 4:18 even.
Okay, Gordy, thank you. We got another spectacular view of the Earth down here, the polar ice cap. We can see the whole sphere, and the United States is absolutely spectacular.
How about that?
And the other side, we've got a crescent moon. In fact, you can see Lake Mead, Gordy, very clearly.
No kidding.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 17 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 15,039 nautical miles away from the Earth. Velocity now reading 15,272 feet per second. Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 18 minutes. A booster systems engineer indicates he has initiated the evasive burn. That's 1 minute, 20 seconds in duration.
See her moving away now, Gordon, and she's just slowly picking up a little speed there. The only way you can tell it's moving is against the particles in the background. I don't think you can see those on TV, but it's it looks like there's a million stars out behind the S-4B as it moves off.
Roger, John. The evasive burn is complete now.
Now, Roger, and if she moves out of sight, the old Apollo 16 crew would really like to express their thanks and appreciation to the guys at the Marshall Space Flight Center that give such a phenomenal ride. Not to mention the Boeing Company on the first stage, North American on the second, MACDAC on the third, IBM on the IU. It was superb all the way.
Okay, John, I'll speak for them. Thank you.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 20 minutes ground elapsed time. That was Spacecraft Commander John Young expressing his appreciation to the Saturn V team.
For his help, we know he's leaving, and we're sure glad we didn't have to use any of that training he gave us.
Okay, we'll sure do that. He's just about to walk out the door here.
Four hours, 21 minutes, ground elapsed time. Mike Wash has worked with the Apollo flight crews in the in training these crews for the powered phase of launch and also...
up off, looks like Alaska, up maybe a little bit farther north, there's a pretty good swirl pattern, looks like a pretty good storm up there.
Roger.
During the powered phase of flight, Mike Wash is always positioned right next to the capsule communicator.
Sixteen, here's a word from the auxiliary Capcom here.
Good luck, you fellas. Take it easy and hope everything works out all right.
Kind words, Mike. Thank you.
Say again?
Thank you for all your trouble. We sure enjoyed working with you.
Well, it was sure my pleasure, John. Thank you a lot. Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you now.
Apollo Control, Houston, 4 hours, 22 minutes. The voice you just heard was Mike Wash. Who is being transferred to the Ames Research Center. We're at 4 hours, 23 minutes ground elapsed time. We show Apollo 16 at a distance of 15,707 nautical miles away from the Earth. Velocity now reading 14,972 feet per second.